This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not my job to do that. And let me make it clear that I don't have challenges with under 2 minutes to go. Okay, so we're all clear on that.
Hey, what? The soundbite that will never die. Of course, a big win will change everything, and we'll get to I got two stats for you that I think all but guarantee a Texans win on Sunday, despite the eight-game road losing streak. It's bound to end at some point. But without further ado, let's jump up to the Byers Barricade Hotline. We got our boy David. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, good. Landry, appreciate you. Lopez, I've listened to you for the past couple of years. You're getting on my last nerve.
Why is that?
I need to cut it. Let me roll back to the last year with you, okay? And kind of roll up to this last game. Number one, you're wrong on the 4-minute punt, and I'll come back to it. But when you complain about him not putting Deshaun in to begin with from game one, first of all, you got to earn the spot. I don't care how good he was or how good you thought he was, even though he showed how good he was. He had to earn his stripes. That's why you don't put him in right off the bat. So he got his chance. He showed what he had. Now, then you jump on coach about two games last year about time management. The first one, you started complaining, I believe it was even against New England, when he said, hey, he left too much time on the clock. They ran down and scored, and then he left 2-3 minutes for Brady to come back. Boom, they end up winning the game. Then the next game, they go and they march it down, a little bit of time to go, take it all the way down to the end, don't leave any time on the clock, they don't execute at the end, and then you complain that they didn't leave enough time on the clock. It's like, which one is it?
Stop. I have never said that. The first three I'm going to address. No. First three I'm going to address because I did say all those first three things. That one you just said, eliminate that one. I've never said that. Go on.
Okay, so his game management, you're seeing all those issues. Now you want to roll to this one in the 4 minutes. Let me see if I can recap this game real quick.
Yeah, do that for me.
New England's up by two scores, right? Two scores.
Mm-hmm, two touchdowns.
Right? 4 minutes to go. They're on their own 37. You're going to go for it on 4th and 10 and then literally put up the white flag, and all they have to do is kick a field goal. They're up by three. Or you actually give them a shot by punting it, even if they recover, they don't get the little muff punt, great. But at least you might stop them. You might get a fumble. You might get an interception. Or you get it back on downs. You gave yourself more options. It was the better choice. And you guys, you're at this point where it doesn't matter if he does right or wrong, you're on him all the time.
Hold on. I'm going to let you finish.
It is in coach's game. It is in coach's mouth. This was Deshaun. He couldn't get it from the beginning of the game. When he fumbled that right off the bat, just like what Stanford Rout mentioned, it was just like the Super Bowl back with Peyton. It was all downhill from there. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. They had no chance. They fought their way back, but they weren't going to get it.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right. Let me answer a couple of those things. Everything you just said is wrong. Okay? That's my point. Now, you don't have to like me. I'm glad you listen, and I hope you keep listening. But punching with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter to Tom Brady with...
It's foolish.
It's stupid.
And it's stupid. And
He turned into Forrest Gump, Bill O'Brien. He got lucky. He you know, because they fumbled the punt ball. Tom Brady with 4 minutes left, would they have won had they caught that punt?
No.
Figgy, would the Texans have won had they caught that punt?
Nah.
All right, so there's number one.
Because here's the other thing, too, mm-hmm. All right? Then you're going to burn all your time. So let's just for bleeps and giggles, all right?
Because you had, what, three? What, they have three timeouts left?
Yeah, they had all three timeouts, right? Yeah.
So even if they run out the clock, or they, you know, he runs it three straight times, mm-hmm. all right, and you get the ball punted back down to you, you're still going to lose at least 30, 45 seconds off of that, give or take, right? And right. So now it's going to be, now you're right back in the same situation you were at least, and you've burnt 45 seconds at least. You're probably in the same spot, give or take, with no timeouts mm-hmm. on an offense that's done zero the entire game.
The game was over. I think the fumble punt just made it more of a chance to come back.
Right, and it was 3rd and 8. It wasn't 3rd and 10. I mean, 4th and 8, not 4th and 10. But that's neither here nor there. I can address that. Now, last year, Deshaun Watson, quote, according to David, you have to earn the spot.
Yeah.
How did Deshaun Watson earn it from the first quarter to the second quarter? Huh? Anybody? What did he do to earn it from the first quarter to the second quarter? Do you know why he freaking got into the first game? Because Bill O'Brien knew he was the better quarterback already. He had just given Tom Savage the start because Tom Savage was a good soldier.
That's it. Now I'm a big believer in that, too.
And had been around. So what? Serious question. Let's get David back on. Is he still on the line?
No.
Yeah, did he drop? What did Deshaun Watson do to earn the spot between the first quarter and the second quarter?
Yeah, from the time the game started to the second half.
Yeah. Anybody? No one?
I got nothing.
All right.
Was there one more?
Well, he talked about that thing that I didn't say. That I said, the too much time on the clock against the Patriots in the Patriots game. I guess that was the Patriots last year. I don't know about you. I don't want to give Tom Brady too much time on the clock. Does he have a track record? Does Tom Brady have a track record late in halves and in games when you give him a little too much time on the clock?
Unless you get a D lineman that's going to, mm-hmm. you know, strip sack him.
What is his track record?
I mean,
like if you give, let's say, I don't know, 4 minutes left.
He could have came back in the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, right. You know,
people were still scared of them coming back.
And why was that, I wonder?
Maybe because it's Tom Brady.
Maybe they left him a little too much time on the clock. Hold on. Was Tom Brady the guy? Help me out here, both
of you. I want to say an 0-1.
Figgy and Freddie, help me out. Was Tom Brady the guy that was losing 28-3 in the Super Bowl? Was that Tom Brady?
I think that was.
Help me out here,
was
guys.
Was that the game that was here?
Yep.
Was that the game here in Houston that he came back and led that drive?
Was it 28?
A couple drives, actually.
Was it 28-3 or was it 6-3 with 10 minutes left?
No, I want to say it was 28-3.
Yeah.
I want to say it was 28. I want to say it was the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I would punt to
him. And that was Tom Brady.
I would punt to him.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, I get Dave. First of all, I'm with you. Dave, I do appreciate your
candor.
No,
look, I'm giving
you
a hard time, man. But that, everything you said was wrong. That's all I'm saying.
You can't. To me, and the one thing I think that's gotten, the other thing, and it's a Patriots game, we're done with it, it's over, but we have not talked about the play calling going into that. That you ran the ball on second down, and then you run a bubble screen on third down, all right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it was like the play calling leading up to the punt what made absolutely zero sense whatsoever. So, there you go, Dave. We do appreciate you calling in, though, and we hope you call back again because I do appreciate your passion and, call into the show and disagree with us. I like it when people disagree with us.
Sure.
It makes for a fun show.
No, that's why I gave him the full – I said I'd let him finish.
Two things.
I mean, except when he said something
that you didn't say?
Didn't say, yeah.
All right, two things about this Houston Texans team. Say what?
It was probably Cody.
I'm going to leave that alone. Two things that I think all but guarantee a lock for your Houston Texans to take care of business on Sunday. What are they? Well, first off, Bill O'Brien going into he's now in his year 5 of his tenure here with the Houston Texans. He is 4-1 in week 2s. 2014, he beat the Raiders 30-14. Second time around, year 2, they lost to the Carolina Panthers 24-17. Year 3, they beat my Kansas City Chiefs 19-12 at home. And then last year, we all remember an ugly, ugly game, but it was the first career start of one Deshaun Watson on the road at Cincy Monday night. They take care of business and win 13-9. So 3-1 in week 2s, there's that. Now, while he is 0-4 all-time career-wise as the head coach of the Houston Texans against the New England Patriots, here's a little something for you. He is 2-0 coming off of those losses. Now, you'll say, Fred, he's 0-4. How could he possibly be only 2-0? That's because the one was a divisional round playoff, so after that, you're done. But in 2015, They got beat 27-6. Next week in week 15, they beat the Indianapolis Colts 16-10. Of course, in 2016, they lost in the divisional round. And then last year, after losing 36-33 to the New England Patriots, guess who they beat that following week?
And who was that? Tennessee?
The Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Tennessee. Now, granted, they won 57-14 that week, and that game was here at NRG Stadium. But that was the third career start for one Mr. Deshaun Watson. We all remember how that went. So, at the very least, you can feel pretty good knowing that they are 2-0 all-time following losses to the New England Patriots. So, what's the worst that could happen to the point of Bill O'Brien? And again, we know injuries are nothing that you want to we get all that. Injuries notwithstanding. I think the first and foremost is the worst thing that could happen on Sunday, and we're kind of beating the dead horse here, but we'll go ahead and put a bow on this after this. If you lose on Sunday with the better coach, with the better quarterback, mm-hmm. and you get outcoached, and to your point, you said a little few segments ago that you wouldn't be surprised if Vrabel is spending more time with the offensive staff than he is with the defensive staff this week.
I almost guarantee you.
If they go in, if we see a situation where, remember how we heard on Monday night or Tuesday morning when we heard that the, mm-hmm. the Jets knew what the Detroit Lions were doing?
Yeah.
God forbid we hear something like that coming out of the game on Sunday, or if we start hearing rumblings of that on Monday, where it looks like everything the Texans are doing, the Titans have an answer for.
And you may well hear that just because of the familiarity that he's had with this team, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, although Bill O'Brien doesn't know how Mike Vrabel handles things and that personnel.
Right.
So clearly Vrabel has a big, big advantage with the personnel.
He does have a big advantage with the personnel as far as, and as you alluded to, kind of like what they do, what kind of their mannerisms, just kind of things mm-hmm. they do over and over again. So that's, to me, that's number one worst thing that could happen. God forbid you get outcoached by Vrabel. Second thing for me, if you can't generate a pass rush.
Yeah.
If you can't generate a pass rush, all right, we get it. And Stanford made a fantastic point yesterday. You know, the one thing that they do well against defenses, especially Bill Belichick, is he and Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line guru, and he really is a guru over there. They take you out of what you want to do, especially when mm-hmm. you got guys like a J.J. Watt. And J.J., and again, and with all due respect, J.J. Watt did start to get his wind back in that second half.
Well, he looked pretty good. I'm doing great.
And again, mm-hmm. exactly. But he started to knock that rust off, and you started to see flashes of, okay, there's the 9-9 we all mm-hmm. came to know and love. He's getting his mojo back. He's getting his Stella, got his groove on back as well, so you feel good about that. I'm not going to be surprised if J.J. goes out and balls on Sunday. I'm really not. Mm-hmm. But where's 5-9 at? Where's 90 at? All right,
or just pressure in general. You got two new starters at tackle.
That's you got two guys who mm-hmm. again, one guy who was, you know, he's been granted, he's been a starter before, but these are not the starting tackles. These yeah. are not the guys that they spent buku bucks on and mm-hmm. Taylor Lewan and Jack Conklin. Right, these are not first round picks. So these are guys that you should be able to make some hay off of. And let's mm-hmm. let's call it what it is. Marcus Mariota is not a good quarterback.
Well, not right now.
Okay,
not so far.
He's just not. I mean, he's serviceable. All right, but I'll put it to like this for all my fantasy. I mean, let's use the fantasy football litmus test. How many of y'all starting Mariota in your fantasy football league this week?
That's a great way to put it.
Okay,
I mean, you feel that good about him?
How many Tennessee fans
are starting Mariota?
Zero. Okay, unless you're just in a pinch and you know God knows what happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah. You ain't start. Marcus Mariota is starting in, and I'm no, you know, daily fantasy guru here, but it's probably in less than 2% of leagues is starting this week. Mm-hmm. All right, just because again he isn't, and to in fairness to him, as our girl Teresa Walker pointed out, mm-hmm. this is now three different offenses he's had to learn in 4 years. All right, and you know damn good and well that's got to be a problem. And I know just from watching Alex Smith back in the day, you get quarterback. We've got some Will Fuller auto that we're going to play here in just a little bit. Actually, we've got Think Tank coming up next.
Is he back?
Tell you what, that's a game changer and then some. So we've got some Will Fuller audio we're going to get to. We got the Think Tank coming up next. We're going to take a trip around the National Football League. The war of words between Gronkowski and Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey had a lot of things to say about Gronk. Gronk finally responded to him yesterday. What was it? And does it really mean anything in the grand scheme of things? We'll discuss that and more. Think Tank coming up next, 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.